welcome to another week of UMA Radio. This is The Sound of Solar. My name is Rick Vasky, and this week we're going to be looking into solar pool systems, but a particular part of the solar pool system, and we're going to be talking about auto controllers. We get a lot of calls all the time. Can you install a system just straight manual, or is it recommended to have an auto controller? How is it plumbed in? How does it all work? So that's what we're going to take a look at today, and as well as some of the ones that are available, and is there a future in auto controllers and what's coming next? So let's start by understanding the pool system. If you are one of our UMA homeowners and you're looking to find out more information about solar pool systems before you make that decision and you want to know about this, please visit the homeowners resources page and take a look at the diagram that we have laid out there on how solar pool systems are plumbed in to your existing pool equipment. So first of all, we're going to talk about the interconnection point for the solar pool system, and that always should occur between the filter and the remaining equipment, such as conventional heaters or salt chlorination systems. But once the PVC pipe is cut, then it gets plumbed into a check valve. What a check valve does is, as the solar collectors are draining, it keeps the water from flowing back into the filter. After the actual check valve has been installed, then you look up on top of that, and that is where a three-way diverter valve comes in. What is a three-way diverter valve? Well, it's like a traffic signal for the water flow. So it's going to say, yes, I'm going to send the water up to the solar collectors, or no, I'm going to just redirect the water, shut off the flow of water to the collectors, and return it right back to the pool. Now, here's where the auto controller comes in. An auto controller will take that three-way diverter valve, and you're going to put what's called an actuator on top of it. And an actuator runs based on a differential control system that's controlled by temperature sensors. One of the temperature sensors is placed up on the roof, and it tells you the temperature of the roof. And another one is plumbed into the flow of the water of the pool. And then it basically says, is the pool at the desired temperature? No? Okay. Actuator, please turn the three-way valve and allow water flow to the collectors. If you set your temperature auto controller to 87 and the pool gets up to 87 degrees, it will sense it from the temp sensor that's been plumbed in, and it will tell the actuator to, okay, go ahead and shut off that three-way diverter valve and let's return the water straight from the filter back to the pool. So it's a pretty basic system in how it works. It's all run off of the temp sensors controlling an actuator that turns off and on the three-way valve to allow water flow to the collectors or to just return it back to the pool. Now, when it comes to which auto controllers are available out there currently in the market, the two most popular is the Pentair Solar Touch and the Hayward Aqua Solar, or the GL235. Both great controllers. Some are available based on shipping, some are available in certain areas, but both work pretty much with industry standard parts. And let me talk about those parts. First, as I mentioned, is the actuator. The actuator is going to get wired to that control console with a 3-pin wire. So as far as the actuator goes, it's an industry standard piece. It works with either one of those. And then the temp sensors, same way. They get wired into that control board, and those are industry standard. They one gets up on the roof, one gets plumbed down into the plumbing for water flow. They're waterproof, and they have UV protectant sealant around the wiring. Industry standard. So as far as the temp sensors go and the actuator goes, that's pretty standard. They work with both of the controllers. And the pricing on those controllers can be a little bit different, and the control features can be a little bit different. But they're basic thermostats for your solar pool system. Now, what is coming out in the future? What would be really nice? that we would love to see here at UMA because, yes, we do recommend that every solar pool system has an auto controller. Now, if the auto controller were to fail, can you still manually control your system? Absolutely. You can go out, shut off that three-way valve manually, or turn off the feed and return ball valves. So it's, yes, your system will work without an auto controller, but there are many advantages to having an auto controller. Number one, you got higher efficiency on your system. Number two, no need to remember to turn anything on or off if your system gets or your pool gets to the desired temperature, your system will shut off. And another great thing is because you have those temp sensors up on your roof and into the water, if you are in an area where freezing temperatures can be a concern, now you have actual freeze protection for your system and your collectors. Your variable speed pump, these can communicate well with these auto controllers. It's going to reduce the run times of your pumps. And it's going to, obviously, if it's controlling the run times of your pumps, it's going to be more efficient as well. They're really simple to install, so a lot of great features. And yes, we do recommend having an auto controller on solar pool systems. It would be nice, though, if some of these auto controllers could, you know, be app controlled, like you could control your temperature from your cell phone. That's not available yet. Out on the market, or potentially be great if, since you already have sensors on water flow, it'd be nice if it did actual water testing for you to tell you if you needed more chlorine in your water. Those aren't available. Hopefully one day in the auto control world, there are some upgrades. Currently, though, the options are the Pentair Solar Touch and the Hayward Aqua Solar. Either way, both recommended. They're both available here at UMA Solar. We appreciate your time and listening to this. Hopefully, it has been helpful to you. Let's get out there and build a brighter future together, one solar pool at a time. Keep walking on sunshine. We'll see you next time right here on UMA Solar Radio.
I would like to reach out my...
I gotta be honest with you. I really didn't think about how much it was costing me to heat my swimming pool until my 4-year-old pool heater went out. I paid a service technician 3 times to come out to fix it. But on the 3rd time, they just couldn't get it to work again. After getting the quote to replace it, I decided to look into solar pool heating. I went online and found the top-rated solar panels, looked into how they get attached to my roof, and talked to one of my neighbors who has solar. He told me it could be plumbed right into my existing pool equipment, and it could be installed in 1 day. That's when I decided solar pool heating was the right choice for me and my family. Since getting the panels installed, my electric bill has dropped almost $80 a month in the cooler months. I'm so glad I won't be needing to make any service calls to keep my pool warm for years to come.
Want to see if solar pool heating is right for your home? Call 1-800-79-SOLAR or visit umasolar.com to find a trusted local dealer near you to answer your questions and provide you a free estimate for your solar pool heating needs.